The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by The Man Great.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I love The Man Great. And listen, every time one of the Mike O'Mara Show listeners buys a Man Great,
right,
Oscar gets another gray hair.
I thought he got his wings.
That might be it.
No, I told you it's great joy because I get to see all the orders that come in and they're... People want the Mike O'Mara Show brush. So it makes me look good. It makes you guys look good. It's awesome.
Excellent.
You'd never use that brush to fix your hair this morning. No.
We'll get to hair later.
It looks a mess.
Yes. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. True. The Man Grate, 100% made in America cast iron. So you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Man Grate is just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And as Oscar mentioned, there's more.
Yes, there's a great grill brush that is actually emblazoned with the Mike O'Mara Show logo. You know what I use it for?
What's that?
I use it to re-gift at the holiday time.
Shut up, Rob. But wait.
Oh, no, that was awkward.
There's more, you bastard.
Yeah, Rob.
Order through us.
And yeah, Mike.
And you also get a limited edition TMOS grilling brush. Give the grilling grate that's challenging the way America grills. Give the Man Grate. And remember, every time you order one, every time a Mike O'Mara Show listener orders a Man Grate,
right,
Oscar gets another testicle.
Good luck, Mike.
I'm a pro.
I know.
Look it up.
Turn your Merry Christmas into a Dairy Christmas with this Kraft holiday favorite that recalls holidays of years gone by. When life was simpler and kids could buy cigarettes. It's Mother Elston's Milky Cheese and Aspirin Appetizer Ball.
So good.
A treat so delicious, Santa himself will want a whole lot more of it. Start by melting a 12-inch cube of Imperial Margarine over medium heat in a discarded hubcap.
In a discarded hubcap.
That's right.
Whiskey and Haddon House brand capers, Knorr cream of mushroom soup mix, Reese's maraschino cherries, and 12 Mrs. Fanning's bread and butter pickles.
Oh, the best. Oh, yeah.
Dump the mixture into a crab trap lined with cheesecloth. While it drips, dice up a lamb.
And it will.
Dice up a lamb. Add Kikkoman dried fish flakes, pan-cow Japanese-style breadcrumbs, 6 sticks of juicy fruit gum, and 1 can of human blood, either A-positive or O-negative.
Nice.
Combine some of the ingredients in a blender and mix until increasingly lumpy while standing on your heels and sticking your finger in a yam. Spread the mixture in an even layer on an end table and cover with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
And brown with a military-grade flamethrower. Scrape it up, garnish with hair from a bathroom sink pipe trap, and serve on a dish shaped like Leon Panetta. Serve ice cold with a cocktail with a coconut filled with snot.
Oh, no. Someone's making something up.
Another holiday favorite from Kraft. Merry Christmas, retards.
Oh, you timed it just right. Welcome, everybody, to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we were supposed to have, for the show open, another visit from Drunk Santa.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, we had him in last week, and it was fun, but I've not heard from him. I checked my email. I've checked everything.
Huh.
He's not texted me. I've not seen him. Have you heard from him?
When's the last time you heard from him?
Right after the show last week.
Yeah, I got an email.
But that's it.
I hear something.
Go check outside.
I'm gonna go check the door.
Yeah, go check and see what's on. Yeah.
He's always late.
Here he is. He's on the porch.
He's on the porch.
Maybe I can help him in. Come on, Santa.
Shut up, son.
Help him. Buzz,
take
help
your
him
hands
in.
Off
help
me.
Him in here.
Take your hands off of me.
I'm just trying to help you, Santa.
Take your hands off of me.
Just bring him in. Santa, come in.
Take your hands off of me.
Here we go. Shut the door, please, for God's sake.
I don't want to do it.
Here he is.
I don't want to do it.
Santa?
Put me in the chair. I'll sit down.
Right, I'm just trying to help you, sir.
Sit down.
You're a saint in my book.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know.
You look sweaty.
Something's oozing.
Hold on.
Concrete skin don't match.
Oh boy.
Not a good pair.
I fell.
Do you remember where?
Concussion.
Do you remember where?
Well,
I got a cut.
Can I introduce you?
He doesn't remember who.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the North Pole.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
It's crunch time for him, and we're so pleased you took some time to visit us. St. Nicholas.
Yeah, whatever.
Father Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Santa Claus.
Okay. Okay.
You all right?
You don't look okay.
No, you're going to be okay,
Chris?
Chris? Something to say?
Hello?
What?
It looks like he's...
No,
gonna...
I'm all right. Shut up.
We're glad to see you.
I'm okay. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Where are we?
We're at the Mike O'Mara Show. Of course, you know me. There's Rob. There's Oscar. There's Buzz.
Hi, Santa.
Mark is here.
Oh, FedEx.
And what? You don't like it?
I hate FedEx.
Hey, Santa.
Santa, we're
doing good.
We're doing a radio show.
You know, I'll give you credit for showing up. Yeah. I thought you weren't going to come.
No, thank you.
Now, here's the deal. It's a busy time for you.
Oh, that's good. There we go. That'll leave me out. Yeah. That'll leave me out.
Take my hand.
I'm only here for one reason.
Why?
When's that mother... from the Oakton Wine Shop going to be.
Hey.
Brian Gauthier is here.
I don't think
here,
you should talk about
but
it.
But that's not the best
I
way
don't
to
care.
Say
he's a personal. He's a personal friend of mine.
Yeah, it was still.
You've been to the Oakton
he's
Wine
a personal
Shop?
Friend of mine.
We're doing a little radio type
he's a personal
show here.
Friend of mine.
You've been to the Oakton Wine Shop?
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. I'm glad you're friends.
You're not fooling anybody. Hold on. Hold on, turn that crap off.
The music?
You know,
very hostile.
Can I just finish?
Sure.
That's the problem.
Speak.
You know what you guys do?
What?
What? He's with me?
That's Rob.
What you do.
He's pointing.
What you do.
No, hold you're pointing
said,
to everybody. Which one of us does this? Which one does this?
Said.
Okay.
Brian, go through your... personal friend of mine. That's
right, and he owns the Oak
Tree
Wine Shop.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a, so I call him that when I made that comment.
Yeah,
right.
I remember what it was.
Name,
right.
Man. I called him a jerk or whatever I called him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not
really he's a personal friend.
Well, good. So, yes. Good.
So
he
was
gives
it like,
out gifts.
Was it like an homage?
No, no. Shut up for a second.
Yeah.
He gives out.
Why don't you talk?
He gives out personal. What's he do?
He gives out personal.
He's a store.
He's no.
Sells
he's not.
Wine
he owns
beer, right?
He's not a store.
Shut up.
He owns a store.
He has a. He has. Ho ho ho! To you.
I don't like your tone, Sam.
Okay, I don't like your tone.
Oh boy.
I'll take. I will take this outside.
You're a guest in this house.
I'm coming in.
Yes.
Don't smile at me. Don't smile at me.
No, he hates that.
I won't be able to do this.
Santa Claus.
The thing is. Get him back to the guy from the wine place.
Yeah,
Brian. Yeah,
he's a friend.
Okay. Personal friend.
But now, shut up. I just want to make my point.
Well, go ahead.
I want to make my point.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus.
He gives out gifts, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And?
So he gives out gifts.
Right.
I'm Santa Claus.
Right.
You give out gifts too.
Hey! You need a roadmap?
Your brother
yeah,
is
but,
in that sense.
You bastard.
But,
yeah.
Hey.
You need a roadmap?
But he doesn't re-gift.
What? He does. Listen, that's another story. That's
for another time.
That's the other guy. That's O'Mara.
Hey, has he been
King douche?
Hey, do you know Mike O'Mara?
Yeah,
is he a personal friend?
I try to when I come in this region.
Yeah,
like you've never burped in up. You know, pizza.
Yeah, but it does.
So the fact
smells
is,
like older pizza.
I come in. Listen, this is Christmas time.
It is all day.
All I ask when I come to this show.
Right, the Mike O'Mara show. Oh no.
All I ask is you guys treat me with just a tiny bit of respect.
I love you.
This is
you know
that I am in a pressure cooker.
I know. Yeah. It's and you know what? Six
I am in
days
a pressure cooker out there.
6 days, Nick.
I know.
That's
he,
it.
You don't this have makes, to tell him.
You know, starting today, starting yesterday, 3 days ago.
What?
Starting 3 days ago, I throw up every, and it's not because of the booze.
No.
I throw up all the time.
Does the booze help?
The lining of my esophagus is cheddar cheese.
I know how that feels.
It's Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of stress?
What the hell do you think, Rob?
Well, I'm thinking that after you've been, how long you had this gig? 400 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, shouldn't you know how
I'm
to?
I'm tired, Rob.
You should
tired.
Handle
wanna,
it by now.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Why don't you delegate?
Let Hillary, what's her name?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, let her do it.
But
she runs the whole State Department. They're under the gun.
She got the concussion.
Yeah. I think you tell you. You believe that crap?
I do.
You believe that?
I do.
Oh, she had a concussion. Okay, hold on. Hold it. She's going to go. She's going to talk to Congress.
Uh-huh. Right.
She's going to talk to Congress.
Okay, on the mic,
Santa.
On the mic,
Santa.
On the microphone.
You think she's going to talk to Congress?
Get on the microphone,
Santa.
Nick.
You think she's going to talk to
Congress?
You think.
Modulate your voice.
Let me change the subject. I'm going to change the subject.
I've got a question for Santa.
All right. You.
Okay, let's change the subject.
Yeah.
And happy times, right? Christmas, happy, right?
How's Mrs. Claus?
Oh, F you. You don't care.
Did weight not help her?
Not a chance.
Oh, come on.
Not a chance.
They got these, trim on Facebook.
They got these new things.
Trim?
Butterfinger bells. You seen them in the pharmacy?
I have seen them. They're huge.
What is it?
The drugstore.
The druggist. The drugstore. They're all supermarkets now.
Right, that's true. They have everything.
Do you hate that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I remember. I grew up. You had a soda fountain.
North Pole soda fountain.
Yeah, you had a soda fountain.
Well, wouldn't it be a slushy machine?
Elves loved it. A-hole.
Well, sure. Of course they
do. What?
Slushy machine, not a soda.
You're a baby. I'm so much older. I'm so much older than you.
Well, I am
so much older than you. You know. Here's the thing. What the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about soda fountains.
Okay, we're talking soda fountains. So I go, Okay, Mrs. Claus likes the.
Do you ever call her by her first name?
I do.
And what is it again?
Effeline.
Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Effeline Claus. Effeline. That's very pretty.
That might be the time to start the guy.
Maybe.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 16 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide, and soon to be heard right here in Washington, D.C. on WTNT.
Wow. The Truth, Mike.
The Truth, 102.9 FM and AM 730. And we are also on that wonderful radio station out in Iowa, home of Tommy Lang and Steve Bridges, KCJJ.
The mighty 1630, Mike.
The mighty AM 1630. And we are delighted to be with you on the program. We are brought to you today by Sherry's Berries.
They're delightful.
Fresh dipped strawberries.
What kind?
Strawberries.
Oh, I love strawberries.
An impressive gift for anyone on your list, and they're perfect for the holiday parties. Enormous juicy berries dipped in your choice of white, dark, or milk chocolate, and choose your own toppings, including crushed almonds and chocolate chips. Prices start at just $19.99, and you can double your berries.
Oh, I like to call that doppelberries.
You can double your berries for just $10 more, but hurry. Check out the last-minute deals. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter the code, our favorite code.
Uh-huh. Great code.
TMOS.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
That's TMOS.
Thank you.
But you spell berries.com, berries.com.
Uh-huh.
And use the code TMOS. We are delighted to be joined today for the holiday appearance of our good friend, Mr. Brian Gauthier from the Oakden Wine Show.
Brian.
Thank you.
Can't
go wrong. You. Happy holidays.
Brian, always a pleasure. This is a crazy time for you. I love when you get in here because, we're taping two shows today.
Yes. Doppel shows.
We usually do that on Thursday, but we have rearranged. The gentlemen have rearranged their schedules for me this week so that I can go to the sonogram tomorrow. Let me see who's on the line. There seems to be a phone call coming in. I'm not sure. Hello?
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Tony Bennett!
I did not expect that.
Tony Bennett, yes, sir, I get the happy.
I wonder if he'll call later on in the week, too.
Super duper. Hey, just want to say happy birthday. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How's your crimble going so far?
It's been crazy, much like St. Nick's crimble.
Yeah, really. All right. You heard the references to it. You probably didn't pick up on it. But the fact is,
you don't need to reveal this.
Yeah, you don't have to do this.
This is going to.
I'm going to do this.
You should not do this.
I'm going to do this.
There's no need. You're a better man than this.
I don't think he's going to know. And if he does,
he listens.
He does? No, I don't think he does.
I bet he does. He listens as often as Carrie does.
All right, then I'm not going to say it.
You shouldn't say a word.
Yeah, you should say it now.
I'm going to say it
now.
Yeah,
you should say it.
Cat's out of the bag.
You know what you should do? You should speak in veiled terms and paint in broad strokes.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Say
I'll do the best
I can.
A friend of mine.
Yes.
I'm going to. All right, you know what? I won't even say where it's going to be.
Good.
Right?
That's
so fair. I'm just going to say this. So Brian comes in from Oakton Wine Shop. And I guess you make these available at the Oakton Wine Shop.
I just wanted to bring one of our
brings in, seriously, a killer, killer gift basket.
Beautiful.
Like really hand-picked, wonderful gourmet cheeses. Yes.
People have received gift baskets like this. This is the gift basket you wish you received.
Right. It is.
Because right now, Oscar wishes he had a gift basket with cough drops in it.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you getting sick? Are you guys all getting sick?
You know what?
You sound sick. You
sound
sick.
There was a hero that came into work yesterday, and by hero, I mean someone that was sick.
Oh.
And I heard them, and I said, look, you have to go home. You can't get everybody sick for the holidays.
That's right. It's Christmas.
Yeah, these TPS reports can wait till after the holidays.
People are nuts this time of year.
Right?
I mean, you're hearing everybody on the Today Show, you know, sounding like that. Is they're all, you know, Matt Lauer is the only smart one
that goes
to Aruba something like that. During
meanwhile,
this time
David Gregory is paler than normal, if such a thing is possible.
But this is a gift basket done right.
This is beautiful, and it's really gorgeous. And I immediately, I was thinking, I have to give a gift at a function to someone, and I'm saying, man, this is just killer.
Yeah,
this
is killer. What's in the basket?
So I mean, it's got what's in the basket?
Oh, we got cheese, salami, crackers, pate.
And Kraft baby marshmallows?
But it's his stuff. It's the stuff
you
sell.
It's the best stuff.
It's the good stuff. And what it is, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're charging for this gift basket, but this is when everybody goes to that party where you're going to the party if someone makes it.
Right.
That's load more money than you do.
Right.
Oh. And you want to impress a little bit.
Which in our case is everybody.
This is it. Now you sound it.
Yeah,
now you
what's going
what's
on?
Wrong with you?
I'm allergic to joy.
I'm going to shut down this operation.
No, we
got to do a Friday show.
It's the freebie machine that is Rob Spiewak, but you crept in first.
So he gives me this gift basket, and I immediately say, this is perfect. I was thinking about something to bring to this party, and I was going to bring a bottle of hooch, but I said, this is even better.
That's right.
So I immediately asked Brian's permission if I could re-gift. Mm-hmm. And he gave me his permission, and I am going to do that.
And then you ran into the kitchen and opened the bottle of hooch and drank it.
Well, I was going to give up my great bottle of hooch that
I got. Oh, the good one.
So the good one out there, don't want to do that.
Now, you should save that for the holidays.
That'll be consumed.
Just a wild guess on my part, but I'm guessing they have all kinds of gift baskets at Oakton Wine.
Oh, God, Buzz. Buzz with the
You are just such a broadcaster. Throw that guess out there.
Broadcaster's not the word I was looking for. After having Dennis Hoff on yesterday.
Spokes whore.
Yeah, the whore is the word I thought about.
So, anyway, we welcome Brian from the Oakton Wine Shop.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
What's your holiday schedule? What are you doing? Anything special? I mean, go ahead, plug away.
Do you observe Christmas?
You bring booze.
We are closed Christmas.
He brings booze to us. He supports our major events. He pays for commercials. Yes. And this is the time of year where we let him roll in here and he brings booze in and gets his free ads. Go ahead.
We're going to be open every day through Christmas. We're going to be doing tastings Friday, Saturday, and Monday for Christmas Eve. And we'll be closed Christmas Day, the day after Christmas. And then we'll be open all the way up to New Year's Day. And we'll be closed then.
How late are you open on Christmas Eve?
6 o'clock.
What a great place to pick up a last-minute Christmas gift.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
And this has nothing, because I see you brought a lot of different wines here today.
Yeah, all for today.
And you brought, what is this beer that we're drinking?
We're drinking Session Fest. It's out of Oregon. It's just a good session holiday beer. It's got a little spicy fruit flavor to it, but
it
easy to drink.
Yummy,
and it is
yummy.
That would
wonderful.
Pair so well with fruitcake. It really would.
Yes.
Yeah. Carla is, I don't think she's eaten all of it. She is torturing
me. She's doing that to torture you.
Why do women do that? My wife does the same thing.
Takes the last fourth of the cake that I left for her, and she's like sitting in front of me, and I'm doing the apple a day thing, the wait not thing.
Oh, good,
today.
Yeah.
So
the apple day.
So it's like she's torturing me.
I have a theory that women like to stalk their prey, that they like to walk around it, look at it like a lion in the wild,
or cats that play with the ball of yarn.
Yeah, that's right.
So let me ask you a champagne question.
Absolutely.
I hear so many different champagnes out there, but you don't have to spend. No. Like a fortune to get what can you recommend to everybody out there anywhere in the country for a good bottle of champagne that that they want to have for the new year? Because
Mike
Mike
likes it when it's pink. So if that,
well, I mean, I was gonna
cold duck.
Yes, delicious.
Mm-hmm. We have two champagnes in stock right now. They're under $40 from Boisel. One is a regular brut, and one's a brut rosé. So it's going to be a little bit. fruitier and that strawberry creamy rich flavor on the rosé, but very reasonable. And looking for grower champagne. Don't go after the big names like, and I apologize for slandering them, but Moët and Veuve Clicquot. They're great wines, but there's other great values out there.
You pay for the name on those.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool stuff. So what are they again, just in case anybody's
looking? Boisel, B-O-I-Z-E-L.
Boisel, and they make, you know, because even though they're not super expensive, they make a nice gift.
Absolutely.
And they're impressive.
Absolutely.
And this time of year, let's be honest with you, it's, you know, it's always about the taste and what you like and what you enjoy, but you also want to make a nice splash. So thanks to that. We're going to be sampling your wines.
Absolutely, thank you.
I love this. What is the beer called again?
This is Session Fest.
Session Fest.
It's delicious.
I was going to call you. There was an article in
for a free basket.
It was an article. It might have been GQ. It might have been GQ, but it was a beer that they had an article about that they have made available that is brewed by monks. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and there was very few of them actually came into the country.
Is it Chimay?
No, it was. Started with a W.
Yep.
Wadhams.
West
on, and number is 15.
Is it West Leaven?
Yes.
West Leaven.
Oh, one of Mark's.
West Leaven 15.
No, Unleavened 15.
Did you? So you were plugged in? See, he's this man.
He knows.
No, that's it. Yeah. I am never calling anybody. If there is a booze question of any kind, this is the man. I think that is so cool. And they said this is supposed to be the best beer in the world.
Supposedly. I mean, I tried to track one down for myself. And
for yourself.
Unfortunately, I was unsuccessful.
If you're familiar with it, what makes it the best beer in the world?
Well, it's the hype, first of all.
Well, that's one
thing. A lot of it is a hype. And it's monks, I mean, our Belgian beers are known as the creme de la creme. Right. Everybody wants to assimilate to those because they've been making it for so long. But there's so little of this made. The quality is so pure that it's just hard to get.
So get over to Oakton Wine Shop. We'll be sampling his wines throughout the show, and we're doing a bonus show. And
I got
no real plans. I got my car repaired yesterday, so I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty cool with Carla
cool
coming
as a cucumber.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Anyway,
hey, the one difference between the podcast and soon to be the radio cast,
right?
And soon, perhaps, to be really the radio cast.
Yes,
all over the place.
Anyway. Yes.
Talk about that later. The guys didn't even know that.
A little skinny.
That's all right. Whatever.
I
sounded like Santa.
You did, actually.
When Mike gurgles.
We get gifts from all over the country, and it's the big difference between when we did the radio show and what we do right now. You are so generous, and we want to thank Brett Nitschke, who I don't know if he's a relation to Ray, but he was so generous to send us a wonderful gift.
Thank you, Brett.
He's all the way in Dallas, Texas. He's in Cedar Rapids. So, I want to thank Brett for doing
Absolutely.
That. We really appreciate the wonderful gift cards and the gifts inside of them. Thank you very much. That's terrific. You're a good man. On the program today, do I have a tale for you?
Of what?
It's a tale of my 92-year-old mother.
Really?
And the Nook. You're familiar with the Nook?
Yes.
Very good. We'll get to that.
That's Barnes & Noble's tablet, right?
Then I got another one. You know, sometimes they fall into my lap, and I know I don't have to worry about that. Sometimes by, half an hour after this show's over, taping, I know that I got one for tomorrow.
Right.
And these aren't fake stories, and that's the best kind. Jimmy Cerrito is thinking ahead. That's the only headline I want to give you.
That smells fun.
Got a crystal ball.
That's too funny. thinning hair. We might as well get to it today, hopefully. We will get to that. And a thank you, a special thank you on the show. And let me see. Broke record, the most important piece of furniture in the house. Okay.
Ooh.
I don't know why I wrote broke record.
What broke?
Because you're a broken record and you're going to just say something you've
broken
already said.
Broken record. That's why I said that. Broken record, but I have to talk about it. And where are we going? That's our holiday plans. And I want to start out with this because I have no idea whether this is an internet scam or not.
Okay.
And I hope you guys saw this. But
is it
sometimes,
from Nigeria?
No. Sometimes when I see internet video now, I'm getting a little bit more savvy.
Sure.
So that I don't completely go all in. I've reposted
so
a lot of stuff
staged,
that, I, that I just get burned on it all the time.
Fake.
So did anybody see the Eagle video yesterday?
I saw it on TV this morning.
I have not.
Okay. You saw it on TV?
Yeah. The Today Show
had
it.
So the Today Show had it.
Yes.
Which means they vet it.
Spliced it up.
We have to get this video. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. This is all over the internet. And this is viral. This is the most viral video I've ever seen.
What is the video?
There is a golden eagle in Canada. I believe that's where it happens.
It cannot be trusted.
I don't trust it at all.
No, I mean the eagle itself because it's Canadian.
No, but I don't trust the video.
Okay.
But if it's legit, it's truly terrifying, amazing, everything.
out in a field, there is a guy that is taking, as I would with his camera, a video of a golden eagle flying over a field in Canada.
Oh, right.
And
wow.
You see this, and he's taking a pretty good shot, pretty steady hand.
Right.
And he follows the eagle, and the eagle does a sharp right turn and banks down. And then you see the eagle come swooping in. And the eagle comes in and basically lands on the ground and then hops and puts his talons into a tiny little baby. And lifts off with the baby and gets the baby,
a baby
about
human.
2.5 feet off the ground before he drops the child.
See, the thing that
and
makes it
was you can't see it in real time that clearly, but when you slow it down, it is mind-boggling.
The reason that I give it an ounce of credit, and maybe just an ounce.
Mark, could you go grab my laptop? I'll put that up for everybody.
Because does the baby look real?
The baby, he runs to the baby. Here's what makes this is what makes it credible to me.
Okay.
As soon as you see this happen, the camera goes down, right. And you see the guy. I don't think it's his child, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You see him running, and you see that thing where the video camera is on the ground, and you're just seeing ground, and it's bouncing, and then he gets up to the kid.
Do we know why the baby was in the field?
It was like a park. Out in the middle of a park.
Right, yeah.
Down in where my father has his beach house, it is really surrounded on all sides by nature preserves. So after the houses are built, there is no development. It is really backward. You see wildlife like crazy down there.
Right.
And last summer, there were instances of eagles swooping down and getting cats.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do.
I get nervous when I see Frankie. Yesterday, as a matter of fact,
it could solve your problem.
It was yesterday morning, and I hear just an odd sound that sounded like a bird of prey. I know that sound. I've been around. What do they sound like? It's like,
dear Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bird of prey, P-R-A-Y.
They don't chirp like regular birds.
No, it's more of a shriek.
It's more of a kind of a squeak.
The reason you see hawks flying over highways is because of the state highway department mows the grass, and that allows the hawks to see snakes and mice and the things that normally do. Eagles hunt in much the same way. That's what this eagle was doing when it flew over the field, and anything that's small enough, whether it's a cat or
rabbit. No waiting. You get to see it right on YouTube.
Well,
and
it's the internet.
I'm going to show it to you fellas now and let you take a peek at it.
There we go. Look at that screen.
That is beautiful.
That looks great. No, we're good. We're good.
No, it's fine.
I was just admiring the clarity of your screen.
Yeah, it looks great.
There we go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here it comes.
And he's running.
The man with the camera is running towards.
He's running towards them.
You didn't see it, did you?
No, I did.
We did.
It is awfully quick, and it's... It is.
I'm in. That's real.
There's the baby.
I think it is.
That's real.
It is so perfectly captured, but the thing that is so great is I don't think you could... recreate that with a special effect. Not without special.
Well, you could, but
not without a lot.
There's a slow-mo. There's a slow-mo version of it.
Yeah, that's real.
Small prey.
And that's when you see it and you go, oh, my God. Yeah. You know, the first time I saw an eagle close up in captivity, I was astonished by how incredibly huge they are.
They're huge.
They're massive. They really are.
And they got the scary eyes.
They're not to be trusted.
When I toured the NASA property in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center, a lot of that is game preserve, and the tour guide stopped for a moment and showed us an eagle's nest in a tree. He said the eagle's nest is the size of a queen-size mattress. That's how big the eagle's nest is.
Really?
Yes. It's called an airy. Right.
So anyway, I guess it's not fake. Good. I guess it's real. And you know what? Now I might repost it. And we'll put it up on our...
Dumb question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are there still condors?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
California condor.
But I think they may have been in danger.
They
also.
Were, but I think they're okay now. So condors, I think
are going
there's
strong. Too many of them now, so you're supposed to kill them.
No, Rob. No.
It went the other way, I think. I read it on the net.
All right, let me get right to this.
Please.
So I get an email from my sister yesterday.
And, Kathy?
Yes, and of course, correspondence with my family occurs rather intensely this time of year. We're all
Did she attach any pictures to the email?
No, there weren't any pictures.
Because I love photographs.
But so I'm very pleased to hear, and we exchanged some very inexpensive foodie kind of gifts.
Sure.
And then we go back and forth a little bit. So Kathy puts an extra message out there yesterday, and the message is quotable. And I'm like, well, what is this all about? I'm not sure what this deal is all about. Mm. And it's quotable because I will paraphrase for everybody.
Very good.
She has an account for my mom on the Nook.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mom is a voracious reader and my sister is a voracious reader, and of course I am a DJ.
That's right.
Probably not as much.
Mike likes magazines.
I do love magazines.
He does.
I do. But I read a lot. I get this, and apparently that all of Kathy's books go to mom's account, so that mom can, you know, read the same book.
So it's like a cloud deal almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
I already see trouble afoot.
Yeah, because you know what the book is.
Well, sure.
Oh, no.
Starts with a numeral.
Yes, it does. Oh, dear.
So Kathy tells my mom not to read this book.
Yeah,
please don't read this book.
Mom, but you see, that's already mishandled.
But that's telling my mother at 92. Uh-huh. That is telling my mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's mishandled.
That's telling my mother, dive in.
Well, yeah, sure. Go get
dive
it.
Dive in.
Dive in.
Well, this goes, within my family, this goes viral. This truly goes viral because we are a funny family, and we like to laugh. And the quote from my mom was, "I didn't think it was erotic. I thought it was dumb."
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
She's right.
And you know what? That's actually a very common viewpoint of it.
So
but that still makes you... It's your mom.
Yeah, and it's your mom reading 50 Shades of Grey.
It is my mom reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, life's going to be a lot more interesting around the community now.
Yeah. Dear, what is a ball gag?
You know, the thing is, she's a hip 92.
Well, yes.
She is a truly hip 92.
That's
and,
true.
You know, it was just... it was something where I appreciated it. I appreciated the story, but the quote, the email, which I've been looking for 5 minutes here. Uh-huh. "As some of you know, Nan and I share a Nook password so I can buy books for her. Anything I buy goes to both our Nooks." Uh-huh. "Yesterday we were talking about books and she said, 'Kathy, I'm just not sure about this 50 Shades of Grey.'"
Right. Oh, no.
"It's not really erotic, to me anyway, mm-hmm. just sort of dumb."
Yes.
"I told her when I downloaded it, she was under no circumstances to read it. And yesterday I reminded her of that. She said she ran out of books and had no choice."
Never let that happen again.
So my mom.
But you know, America is waiting.
So cute.
America is waiting on Pins and Needles. What is your sister's review of the book?
You know what? I didn't go there.
You got
but
to.
But I wanted to go
you got
there.
To.
Rob, you are Kathy's enemy.
No,
on
no,
this
no.
Show.
I love Kathy.
You
She's so nice.
You could do it right now on the air.
I could
you
call
could
her.
Pen a response.
You know what?
Are you going to call her? You could blame it on Rob.
I could call
Rob him. Needs to know.
Mark, I'm leaving everything in the kitchen.
Because Rob's thinking of buying it for Carrie as a last-ditch effort to
Are
save
you?
The marriage. No. Oh. No, I tried it once. She returned
might,
it.
You know what? Because it popped into my head, and this does not warrant an email. We should take a break.
Yes.
We will come back with Brian Gauthier from Oakton Wine Shop.
Excellent.
Have a sample of his wares, because we're not going nearly as fast enough on this.
No,
as we should.
No.
And we will perhaps see if we can put a call in to my sis.
I'd love that.
Because really, as much as my mom said she didn't like it, and she called me last night and said she didn't read deep into it.
Right.
Kathy obviously has read it.
No.
So yes. We'll get her review.
How many times is the question?
When we come back right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, everybody. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. Now until Christmas, as a special gift to our listeners, get $100 off your Wait Not program. Wait Not, it's the best gift you can give yourself. And here's the nice thing about the Wait Not gift.
Right.
It will continue to give you the gift all year long, because even when you are not specifically in the Wait Not program, you can go back to their little strategies. What I'm talking about is that they teach you how to eat.
It's a real-life program.
They teach you about your body, and they know, you know, even though you're, you know, say a fat ass like me that's grabbing wrong things,
right,
you can get back on the program and do the things that Wait Not teaches you to do. It's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in,
it
Rob.
It changed my life, Mike. And as I said, it's a real-life program. Even at this time of year, you go to a party, you go to a restaurant, there are things in any situation that you can eat.
Sure.
You can be part of the gang, and you're still going to lose the weight.
Really the best gift you can give yourself.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's
terrific.
Awesome.
I enjoy it, and don't forget, it's unbelievable results you can believe in. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Or waitnot.com. Mr. Gauthier, what do you have for us, and what are we going to be enjoying?
Next wine we're going to be doing is Forrest Gewurztraminer out of Oregon. Just
I was hoping you'd bring
that. I can help serve, Mark, if you don't mind helping me as well.
Sure.
Does everybody want some?
Please. Yes, everybody wants some.
What's really great, Mike, he chose to bring this today, and it's great because there's almost no time left to allow for all your Christmas shopping.
Right. We're all getting our agendas in here.
Shopping. 6 days left to fill the stocking. 6 days left of Christmas shopping. Only got 6 days more.
Only 6 days
more. Hi there.
Oh, hi.
Hello there. Christmas shopping days are clicking off. Only 6 days left. So you better hurry,
We got my mom as a family waiting out for Christmas, her second round.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, nice. So
that is excellent. Nice. And no printers for her then?
Oh, no, no. I would like a nice laser jet, though.
We have a ring.
She would be the one to have it. Yeah. Check the garage.
Calling Mike's sister, Kathy.
Ink jets for the
might
birds.
Not go through. I don't know if she's going to answer. You know,
She might be reading.
She's a busy lady.
Yes.
How busy can you be, though?
Maybe she's into the sequel of the 50 Shades of Grey.
Maybe she's watching Days of Our Lives.
She might see it.
Guiding Light?
Is that still on?
She's a smart lady. She might put two and two together.
She might.
Really?
That's what I'm doing here.
Is that code?
Maybe just calling to say hi and happy holidays. We should leave
her
a message.
I'm sure that's what it is. Come on, Kathy. Kathy.
All right, I'm going to try another one.
That's a lot of rings for a cell phone.
That is.
I know. I'm going to try.
Does she have a home phone?
Maybe he's calling a landline.
What's her number?
Try that. I'm going to try that. Let me broadcast it. Sorry. I'm going to try
that.
Let
me try it on my phone.
Julia got her, for her birthday, she got an old iPhone that I was sitting dormant. And so we gave her her first cell phone yesterday. And given a choice between a 703 and a 571 area code, she chose the 571.
That killed you, didn't it?
I hated it.
Yeah.
I wanted a 703 it's so different. Bad. It is different.
Well, 571 is a cell phone for most people.
Yeah, right. Well, what's happening?
703 is hardcore Virginia.
You know, 703 usually. Is still a lot of cell phones, but they ran out of 703s for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're giving them number.
All right. Sorry about that. All right.
1-800-NINER. Just dial 1-800-CATHY.
Tour.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Incidentally, that thing happened again, Mark, where I got everybody's.
Like, oh, okay.
I got 3 million.
You have the Facebook contacts with you mixed in. We can fix that.
The iPhone.
language.
I'm sorry, but Santa. It is. All right, let's try the.
Hey, can I make a request while you guys drink?
Oh, I love requests.
I did this yesterday briefly, but I didn't do it with enough vigor. I need an iPad mini. And by that, I mean, I'll pay for it.
Why?
I just can't find one anywhere.
So who you get? Are you going to get it for a gift?
My brother, we're trying to get it for my brother, but as a group present, and nobody can find one anywhere.
Are they sold out?
They're sold out everywhere.
Wow.
Why don't you make another wrong number call?
I did.
That guy made that wrong number call?
That guy said wrong time.
He said, I need an iPad mini or something.
Black
for my
16
brother.
Gig. I'll All pay right. full price.
Always color with you.
On the program, I wanted to share this with you as well. As I said, I had a day where I knew the two things that happened to me would really
magical,
be delightful.
Almost. Yeah,
magical.
Show.
So, in the middle of the day, I get a text.
Mm-hmm.
Get a text from Jimmy Cerito.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Our friend Jimmy.
And Jimmy and I, as you know, have had many late night discussions. And
some naked. Early morning ones, too.
Some early mornings. And it seems occasionally, especially when I'm at Jimmy's place and Jimmy's taking a part of the evening off, that Jimmy and I kind of go into a very dark area sometimes. And it's very morbid and kind of fatalistic. And
really?
We do this for some reason.
Well, I blame it on your
I blame it on your
Irishness.
Yes.
Because you will go there sometimes. But what causes Jimmy to do it?
Yeah, he's very cheerful.
Because
usually.
He's next to the drunken Irishman.
Oh, I see.
I receive a photograph taken from his smartphone of this legal document yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Oh, I know what it is.
Restraining order?
No.
Oh.
Jimmy, let me see. Last will and...
oh,
last
no.
will.
No!
Last will and testament Jimmy. Of James Cerito.
Oh, dear.
James Cerito hereby
I love calling him James.
Hereby publish and declare this to be a codicil of his last will and testament.
Who gets the bar?
Hold on.
Does it say?
Oh, I just messed it
Mike
up.
Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Yeah, I get Oscar gets the goose.
All right, now.
I like the goose.
I hereby, and it goes legal, section, legal, I revoke section, dated any a certain date that he had on, and I replace it with the following language.
Okay.
I will not mention the other person's name, and Michael O'Mara to speak at my service.
Ah.
Oh, that's so nice. And I've never heard of that.
In his will.
I've never heard of that.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
He thinks you'll survive him?
In all other respects, I confirm. Well, I mean, you know, thanks. I thought of that too, but thanks for bringing it up.
Sorry, we're just
Spanky.
Joking around.
In all other respects, I confirm and republish my said will. I think, you know, I can guarantee you we'll both speak at yours. But anyway, I'm just kidding.
Burned.
But no,
hold
you know,
on, Mike. That means you'd be attending.
That's terrible. That is.
Yeah,
boy,
that's not going to happen.
Does he win the cruelty award?
No,
that's crueler than my comment.
That was simply a joke for Christmas.
That's so, right.
As Oscar said yesterday, it's the holidays.
Yeah, he's just doing a bit. Just doing a bit here.
So, Jimmy, I love you. You're a pal, and I would be honored, but I think you'll probably beat me to it.
Is he going to be buried in Buffalo?
I never thought of who you want to talk at your funeral.
This guy right here.
Spiewak?
This guy right here.
I hate that. I'll be honored.
I based that on one thing and one thing only, because I heard Rob at his grandfather's, Big Daddy, who he loved very, very much, and Rob did it off the cuff and was fantastic.
Yeah, he was.
And that's it. You know, I knew how he felt about his Big Daddy, and that's his grandfather. And to pull that off, you know, Rob and I have both been there. I don't know. Have you guys ever been up there and knocked down any speech at a funeral?
Boy, a eulogy is a tough gig. It's a tough gig.
Unfortunately, I've had to do it a couple of times, and it's not the easiest thing to do in the world, but that's what it is. Jimmy, I just want to say I will not reciprocate.
No. I don't know.
Are you having a good time today?
He loves the microphone.
Why did the chicken cross the casket to get to Jimmy's?
Would you agree that although
to get to Mike's arteries,
although it's the toughest speaking engagement you can really be called on to do afterwards, if it goes okay, you feel dynamite.
Well, sure. I did too. I did my father's, which, physically got done
I can't imagine doing that.
Done with it and physically felt pain. I've never had that happen because of something emotional. Right. I physically got done and I felt pain. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience that's never happened to me since, where when it was over, it manifested itself in almost like a cramping throughout my body, where I really was, and that
much tension and that much stress.
It hurt. My body hurt. Right? I like sharp pain.
It was hard. That's what I remember. I did at my father-in-law's funeral, and it was just hard.
It's tough. Yeah. It's very, very tough. And then the other one I did for a buddy of mine that was pre-written, and the family asked me to deliver it, and that was that was a young guy, and that was terrible. But so Jimmy, maybe I should have Jimmy speak at mine. How y'all doing?
Hey, listen, if he does, make him go first.
Cheer people up.
I'll fix it.
Jimmy should cater it.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy, hey, let's have it at Jimmy's.
When Jimmy and I
would
get loaded.
Mark, can you sell that?
Jimmy and I would get loaded, and I would sit there and go, hey.
Front sell it.
I have to tell you, Jimmy, I don't have my wake here.
Put you on the bar?
And then Jimmy would say, you're welcome to. Anyway, I said, maybe use his alley.
I'd love it.
Summertime.
Die in the summer. Right. And we'll do John Pretty.
What an uplifting conversation.
That's what we do. Yeah. We get really dark.
Just
and like
it real.
When Mike O'Mara died, the bottom number on his blood pressure.
I want to give the Oakton Wine Shop another plug. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton, Virginia. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 100 hand-picked brews, plus check out their beautiful gift baskets, perfect for the holidays. To find their specials and their tasting calendar, follow them on Twitter and Facebook. Oakton Wine Shop, visit them at oaktonwineshop.com.
Let me say, I went Monday, I went to Tyson's.
Good day to have wine in the studio.
On Monday, I went to Tyson's Corner, and I felt like I cheated death. It was murder there. There was a one point.
You repeated yourself. You said that yesterday.
But I'm saying this now.
Getting early senility.
If you want to. It was like I cheated death, Mike. I went to Tyson's on Monday. Wait a second. No.
Stop it.
If you want an easy way to do a shopping gift, a Christmas gift that is easy, go to Oakton Wine.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're not dealing with the malls. You've got plenty of free parking in and out in no time, and you can also hold their hand and help them find the
right
gift.
And if they can't make it in, we can deliver in Northern Virginia.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Attaboy. So we're enjoying the festivities. Before we go to break and bring in Rob's Magic Audio Vault, I want to say this. Now, all the guys, I don't want you to chime in here, because this is me, and this comes from me, and we all love this woman very much, but I just wanted to send a special message out to our friend Cappy Pfeiffer. Cappy Pfeiffer has supported this show in every way humanly possible from the very, very beginning, but this is very important for me to pass along to her. Cappy, this is from me to you. We all appreciate what you've done for this show. We all appreciate your friendship, but what I don't mention is that, along with your amazing support for the show, personally, you always tend to drop me an uplifting message right at the moment that I need it. And you do that regularly. You do that routinely. And from the bottom of my heart, it is so, so meaningful to me. And, this goes beyond your incredible support of the show, which we don't diminish in any way. But the fact is, what you've done for me personally and the messages and just the kind words every now and then just means the absolute world to me, and really, you're a good friend, and you know the show, and I think you know me pretty well, and you just lay some stuff on me when I need it at the perfect time. It's been a very, very rough couple of days.
Yeah,
it has. I think anybody that's a parent has gone through that, and you know, we've had a lot of conflict. I think a lot of people have conflicts on Facebook,
sure,
and it's just nice to have somebody who's just kind of there for you and gives you a little pat on the back when you need it, and she's done that for me. So you know, I know everybody feels the same
yes,
way.
Yes, yeah, you've done it for us too.
It really, really. I speak for all the guys. You're a great friend. We love you, and thanks so much for everything you do, Cappy Pfeiffer. That's why, incidentally, it's the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, and that's why it will continue to be the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
Because you do a
nice.
Great job. Well, if a really big advertiser came along.
Well, sure.
No,
but
I'm a Cappy. I kid because I love.
Would she get top billing over Geico?
I'll work her in there. You know, listen, if we get Geico, we'd work her in there somewhere.
Nice.
We'd put her in there. But
Cappy Pfeiffer's Geico Studios.
Yeah, from Cappy Pfeiffer's Geico. You're the best, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there in California. You rock.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say.
Bing Crosby?
Yes.
You know, this is the time of year. Don't we listen to all these old guys? And what you don't get now, this effortless. You know these guys? I listen to Bing Crosby. I listen to a guy like Perry Como.
Right.
You listen to these old Christmas songs. And all these guys have this kind of.
I know. Listen, that's my problem with it. It's effortless, but it's also soulless. It has no.
What?
No, what?
That is so wrong.
Oh my God.
Hear me out on this.
Okay.
There's no. No.
This is stroller time.
No, I like songs sung with emotion. And there's no emotion.
Listen
in
to
Bing
this
Crosby.
Emotion here. Here's the Andrews Sisters.
Another good example, actually.
God, they are box.
Mekilikilibus has no soul.
That's not true.
But
this is Bing Crosby.
No, he has soul in the fact that this is pure distilled joy. This is happy Christmas music.
You know,
don't need.
I'm not. You know, go ahead.
You don't need. What do you want here? Otis Redding.
Take any of Bing Crosby's songs.
Take them.
There's no emotion in any of them.
I disagree.
He sings with great purity, but no soul.
No, you're wrong. Greatest entertainer of the first half of this past century.
Mickey, licky, lucky, lucky, hi, hello to Buzz.
But anyway, Buzz and I were discussing the George C. Scott version of A Christmas Carol.
My favorite.
Which they've run 700 times on AMC.
Yes, it starts
before it finishes. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I agree with you that does not have the soul and the emotional connection that a lot of them have.
And I hate Tiny Tim.
Well, I think you're supposed to.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. No.
I like Tiny Tim.
No, just the casting.
In the George
the
C. Scott version?
No.
That's all.
I meant the artist Tiny Tim.
Have you ever watched
the ukulele
Christmas
player. Yeah.
Have you ever watched A Christmas Carol?
No.
Have you ever watched It's a Wonderful Life?
I've seen it in passing, but
have you ever watched Miracle on 34th Street?
I've seen a part of it in color.
Yeah, the newer version.
They put it together in color.
Come on, you.
Yeah, come on.
You and Shannon, curl up.
She loves all these movies.
Curl up on the couch. Have a glass of oil. You can't
have a
glass of
the right guy.
We don't have enough time.
You know, watch that anyway. Yeah. All right, so
I watched Dexter.
Yeah.
Well, that's the spirit.
Dexter. Man. I like that they are going into dark areas with Dexter.
Yeah.
Darker than usual.
Very well. They're turning.
Bing Crosby went into dark areas.
I heard one of those behind the scenes guys where I think the producer, director, whatever, said something along the lines, we really wanted to turn Dexter, indicate that Dexter is what he is, a serial killer,
right,
and not a folk hero,
right?
And I think
a comedian,
or a comedian. Let's open
or
up
a
the
singer.
Audio vault for today. Did I mention
Thank
the
you.
Sponsor?
I don't think you did.
None got to
did
it. Yet.
I not
Let's do that now.
Jesus, I'm just getting behind.
Come on, Santa.
Here today. All right, here we go.
With some soul. Please.
This comes from George Bouza or Bouza, B-O-U-Z-A. Bouza.
One of those Bouza. Yes.
I just got my Soda Stream last weekend at Bed Bath and Beyond. I love having the ability to make fresh soda whenever I want in my home on demand. A seltzer fan, I would recycle a bunch of bottles a week. Not only does SodaStream make great carbonated water, I can control the amount of flavoring. That's the great thing. There's a list of things that make it great. I prefer it with just a splash of flavor. Even more, I have now stopped lugging all those empty bottles to the recycling bin. My wife and I thank you guys for the sponsor. We love the product. product, and of course TMOS. We're talking about SodaStream. Yep.
The best.
You can get yours at where can you
Bed
get
Bath
them?
And Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond. Where the hell are all the
Amazon
Ace Hardware?
Go to our Amazon page or go to SodaStream.com.
Bed Bath and Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, Kohl's, Amazon, and SodaStream.com. Smart, simple soda. Thank them, and we appreciate them. And we're still drinking. Did everybody finish their white?
Mine Almost. Seems to be empty. Right. Yep. Must
I guess
evaporated.
I'm doing all the talking. All right, we got another glass of vino here. What do we got?
The next wine coming up is Owen Roe Sinister Hand out of Oregon.
Sinister Hand?
Yeah, this is kind of a cool story behind
what
this.
What a great label. Crosby's Look hand. At that label. It's got the hand on the label.
Yeah, and the story behind it is it was two Irish guys. They were back several hundred years trying to claim a piece of land, and there was a boat race to get to the land. Whoever touched that piece of land first, it was theirs.
Got to keep it?
So the
thank you, Mark Ronick, for doing the waiter
about,
duty here.
Three quarters of the way across, the losing captain realizes there's no way he's going to win. Okay. He lops off his own hand, throws it, hits the land first. It's still in that family's land.
Really?
Wow.
Since now.
You know what he should have done? A finger.
A finger.
Finger would have counted.
This sound. You know what? Tell me if I'm right, because I'm smelling the note. It's toasty.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. How about really? That? Did I do good with that?
Absolutely.
It's toasted.
Well done,
and
sir.
Is it a Merlot?
This is a Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre blend from Oregon.
Thought it might be.
Going to be our guess.
That's exactly what I smelt.
Well, that is good.
Big and rich flavors.
Pepper?
Yeah, white pepper.
Yeah.
Big and rich. Like that country group, too.
Yes.
Let's open up
now
the audio.
Now it's closed. Yeah. Mike, you got to open it.
Oh.
Thank you.
You sure? I thought.
I don't know what that is now. Oh, no.
Now it's closed.
I think it might be
You're
open.
You're just saying that.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, that's not the audio vault. That's Santa's door.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Santa, get out of here.
Santa,
open the vault.
Have some
You know, I wasn't going to do this right up yet, but since we brought it
what?
Up, I wasn't going to do this right up yet, but mm-hmm. since we brought it up, let's talk about Christmas music.
Okay.
Tis the season, and the same songs get trotted
you,
out
you
every
are the,
year.
You are seriously, you are the... You
the
are
guru.
The bringer of joy
Love it.
During the Christmas season. I will give Rob Spiewak credit where credit is due. He has he gave me the gift of Christmas music. I was in the Target the other day. I walked by one of those CD displays.
Yeah.
I just say out loud like a complete mook jerk.
Yeah.
I say to Carl like, "Hey, look at that. I got more than any of that."
Yeah, you do. That's and
true.
You do.
Yeah,
and that's just like a little kid.
Many
I
years
really
of,
enjoyed it.
Many years of collecting, and then I don't ever have to go to this record store and buy stuff like, if there were record stores.
And incidentally,
anymore.
It's
Thank
all
you for
done legally.
That's right. I told Mike what to buy through Amazon. UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list I like, and I like this list, all except one record, is the top 10 rock and roll Christmas songs.
Okay.
So these skew newer. And
now, whose list is this?
UltimateClassicRock.com.
You approve
Have
of the list?
Have you vetted the site?
I've not vetted the site. I approve of, I think, 9 of the 10 records. The one I don't like is at number 10, and it's a good band. It's the Pretenders, but it's Christmas... involvement is light. It's about being
song.
Apart from your loved one at Christmas. It's called 2,000 Miles. And it's off the album Learning to Crawl. I like Chrissy Hynde's voice quite a bit.
I do, too. I think it sounds real Christmassy. I like it.
Not on a Christmas album, though. That's a weird thing.
Odd, isn't it?
That's quite, going
she'll
head.
Sing before before Christmas gets
it's quite
here.
A lift, man.
Yeah, it is. Of course.
It's a BS intro. He's
gone. See, to me, it doesn't say Christmas.
Why is this on a list?
This is the one I disagree with. The top 10. Now, you'll like the top 9, I promise. Okay, very good.
All right.
I love what they put at number 9 for years. It was only available on a fan club 45, but the Beatles released this in 1994.
It's a Bansy remix. Page 444.
Gotta go with this. She's this, okay on a top 10 list for rock and roll.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the singer has any soul to him.
No, I like this too.
This was the Beatles' 1967 Christmas message.
Okay.
And this was 66 and 67 were their two best ones.
And when they were little boys, when they were young baby rock and rollers, they loved the Christmas thing. Or they were forced to do it.
No, they loved it because it grew out of their fan club. That was the best thing about being in the Beatles fan club then. Every year you got a record that was only out to the fan club. And I'll throw this shameless thing in. I'll play those Christmas messages this Friday on KCJJ.
Right.
So check out the Christmas show
those
this week.
Great.
Number 8, this is one of my favorite of the modern Christmas records, Tom Petty. From a very special Christmas to Christmas time all over again. And they also use this in Home Alone. But this is good enough to be a pop record. I think it's a Christmas record.
Rob, I think let's listen to the opening on WAVA. It's Christmas. I will tell you this, that I think it's really, really hard to make a Christmas song that really strikes the chord.
Right.
Even if you get saturation play on the radio.
Right.
And this is a good one. And I was thinking about this the other day, that it's hard to make records that really, original, really, yeah, you know, stick on Christmas.
I think the litmus test is, would it work as a record if it wasn't Christmas? If you take away the sleigh bells and just make this a top 40 record, is it still good? And yes, it still is.
When I worked for an alt-rock station, WHFS, you would get every group that would make some sort of Christmas track or song.
Right.
So you would play it. And I would say 90% of them sucked.
Didn't sound like
a song. That's why it's so hard to make one.
I've had a fantasy, and not really a fantasy, because I've had a band and I know how a band works.
Right.
But I one of these years I'm going to do it. I swear to God, I have wanted to do it. I have wanted to start rehearsing like July or August and put a chart together and just have a Christmas band and gig my ass off.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like right
get
through
horns.
This, right through this weekend.
Get horns, Mike.
And charge a fortune for it, but have a great Christmas band. It's one thing that I think, especially at big corporate holiday parties, that would really kill.
Yeah.
And there's so much good stuff out there that I think it'd be a lot of
and
fun.
And you really just need a few charts.
Yeah,
you can redo it.
You need a few charts and do that. So, it's just on the list. If I ever got back into playing live music again, that might be the way I do it.
At number 7, the soulless Bing Crosby, along with David Bowie. Recorded about a month before Bing Crosby died.
Love this record.
And this was really nice because they took one of my least favorite compositions, Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, my God. That's Carla's favorite.
But did a counter melody and turned it into really something very special.
This is brilliant.
And the thing is this doesn't exist as a studio recording. This only exists as a pull from the Christmas special.
Yeah, it was a TV show that they pulled it off of. And that's why the audio is kind of...
It's a little fuzzy, but it's a good record. I like this one at number 7.
I like it.
At number 6, one of the greater voices of the 20th century, Freddie Mercury, and it's Queen, Thank God It's Christmas.
Not sure I know this one.
Oh, I think you'll know when you hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a great,
this
you
a
know
great
what?
Song.
It doesn't necessarily, again, sound Christmassy. It is a Christmas
theme.
But
his voice is so great.
Beautiful, clear. And this is from 1984.
I'm not sure I put that on the top 10 by any stretch of the imagination.
I like it better than the Pretenders record.
Mm-hmm.
And now we enter to the top 5. This one is a little shaky, but it's a good recording. If you like Bob Seger, you will like Sock It To Me, Santa. Those Jimmy bring you down. You got to spread those toys
all over town. My stockings all hung so you can see. It shouldn't be in the top 10.
I like it.
It's a classic rock list.
I mean, all right. I want to hear the full list before I make, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Santa's got a brand new
bag. It's fun.
Is that James Brown?
No, it's Bob Seger.
Oh, Bob Seger.
Doing an homage to James Brown and also Mitch Ryder.
Okay.
So it's a fun one.
Right, let's see
number 4, I might have put this one at number 1. You better be good
for goodness sake. My favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as rock and roll and Christmas... This is my all-time favorite. And you want to talk about the song that would make me want to get a band together to do.
This is it.
Recorded 1975, but never really mainline released until over 10 years later.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's a wonderful cover of an existing song.
Right.
So you've got that going for you.
Right.
It's Bruce Springsteen. You got that going for you. And then in the middle of it, you have the guy that's doing the ho-ho-ho that cracks Bruce Springsteen.
It's funny. It's great.
Which brings the joy of the season.
Yeah.
It's a perfect Christmas record.
A live recording.
Yeah.
Happened once, and they just happened to record it.
In Jersey, right?
It was in New York, I think.
New York?
I'd have to check, but and that Bruce Springsteen was not unknown, but he wasn't
still
the Bruce Springsteen now,
right.
So it was a great thing to capture.
You guys finish your wine yet?
You will either,
almost.
Most of you will love this, some of you will hate it.
Oscar, I know it kills you.
It's okay.
Please come back to alcohol next Christmas.
I will.
That's for your first chart.
Please come back to alcohol next Christmas.
I think
we'll, I might write that.
We'll be probably split 50-50 in the room on this one.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like this.
Great
number
song.
3, and heard out of context of Christmas, it makes me mad because it's really not his best work, but it's a good song.
Well, what I hated song. Is that he punted it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he destroyed his voice. But that's
terrible.
Number 3. And at number 2, we have the Kinks.
No!
Oh, I love this song.
This is a terrible list.
You don't like this song?
Where's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Classic rock list, though.
Not pop.
Classic rock list?
Yeah. You know what? Tomorrow
That's
I'll
the
do.
Whole problem.
Tomorrow
yeah,
I'll do.
Maybe you're right. Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll do all time. Do you have a bad relationship with classic rock, Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Mike.
He was mistreated.
Well, although I, I do keep in touch with Kirk McEwen.
As
people,
do I.
People ask me. No, people ask me that a lot, and I
no,
do
Shamrock.
Exchange.
That's
you know,
I like.
Kirk said some really nice things about the baby, and Kirk's a new father as
That's
well.
Right.
Oh, congrats!
And you know, we both decided we would be desperately poor when we brought new life into the world.
Well, so once you were fired, you said, come on, so, let's procreate. And we come to number one, and this I don't think anyone will argue with. This single, same age as me, 1971.
Oh, great song.
Oh,
John
that's
Lennon.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, late. You know, the thing about Lennon is this is late, right, Rob? This is right before he got...
No, 71.
Oh, this is 71?
Yeah.
Wow. But it was a solo.
Yep. And it's got a little
right
Yoko on
Vietnam,
it,
man.
But it has also got the Harlem Children's Choir on it. And I
this
think that's one
really,
of the reasons that makes it so
you know,
great.
That's
song.
Not a bad number one for classic.
No, you see, and that's
one.
I think
yeah.
that's the reason I like the list so bad.
I like that.
All right, and let's finish up. Jimmy Kimmel had some thoughts last night on the Mayans and Christmas. Oh, and by the way, Mike, are you nervous?
We need our Maya calendar.
Two more days until the end of the world.
Oh, boy.
It's not much.
The Maya calendar.
Two more days until the end of the world.
Yeah, she's got stuff
You know, they really call them the Maya. They don't call them the Mayans.
Right.
Really?
They call them, the tribe is called the Maya.
Oh.
You know, I watched because you can't go to Discovery or any of the other
it's
channels
Doomsday.
Without seeing the Doomsday shows.
Right.
But I really don't pay attention to the Doomsday nearly as much as the brilliance of the Maya and how they were able to do the numerology and how they were able to predict moon cycles and earth cycles.
You
I
know
mean,
that over 4,000 years ago, they had a food processor? This is a smart people.
And a juicer. And a juicer.
The time is running out.
Two more days until the end of the world.
Oh, a dialect.
Yeah, she's doing character voices
play,
now.
Can you play the dialect again?
Two more days until the end of the world, governor.
Yeah. Wow. Very well done.
She started.
How old is she?
Maya is going to be 10 in March, and she just recently she started walking around the house with the British accent and saying "governor" after every statement.
Oh my god!
That's funny.
May I make a request for
please
2013? At some point when we get the kids show and we get them all in, maybe we'll do a daddy day, daughter day, whatever.
Right. Uh-huh.
Get them in here, and I did that with my niece. Jessica, and I used to do the British thing. Where are you from? I'm from England. I love a kid doing a...
So
I'm
great.
Sorry, that's
One
my
more
own
time.
Thing. Yeah, please.
Two more days until the end of the world, governor.
She's a better Tiny Tim than the one in the George E. Scott movie. Yeah.
That's a talented
she has
little
a
girl. She's got the performance thing
yeah,
going.
She does.
Jimmy Kimmel on the on Christmas and the Mayans, Mike.
I do the bulk of my shopping online. Mostly because of that Mariah Carey Christmas song. They know there are other songs they can play in public, right? I mean, Mariah Carey must have dirt on whoever owns the mall. Some schools here in L.A. already offer the holidays. In L.A., we take 3 weeks off instead of two because that's how long it takes for a nose job to completely heal. Christmas is on Tuesday this year, provided, of course, that the world doesn't end on Friday, as you're probably aware. This Friday, December 21st, is the end of the Mayan calendar. Some people believe it is also the end of the world. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, the world ended the night Honey Boo Boo premiered on TLC.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We will take a break. Come back with more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop and also Buzz and his news right here, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I want to remind everybody that starting on January 14th, we are debuting right here in Washington, D.C. on radio on WTNT, that is 102.9 FM and AM 730. I will be on the Andy Parks show on that radio station tomorrow.
Wow.
Do we know what time? Yes.
Yes, we do.
It's amazing, especially this time of year, going on a program where I am pretty much opposed to anything that has come out of that man's mouth
everything
for his
he's ever
entire
said,
career.
5:30, Mike.
But they could not have been nicer and welcoming to us about 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. And hi to his producer, Ann, who is terrific.
Good stuff. So we'll be joining the WTNT lineup here in Washington, D.C. on January 14th. And we're looking forward.
WTNT.
It's offbeat, is
you
it
can't
not?
Win. Yeah,
it's really not a...
And yesterday there was a Tuesday.
Bada boom, boom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Big
strong
try drums. Yeah,
one
okay. Looking forward to being on WTNT.
WTNT.
Better.
Do it one more time.
Okay. WTNT, Mike.
Take three.
Want to remind you, starting January 14th.
WTNT.
Make it just long enough to be dead air and just short enough to make it so you can't say a goddamn thing before it.
But other than that, it's perfect.
So don't forget that. Let's get Buzz in here without further ado. Oh, but before we do that, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play Buzz the Sounder, but we have more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop, as probably people can tell right now.
We'll pour into the rhythm.
Mark's enjoying. Mark's definitely getting his drink on today.
Yeah.
Mark took a good pull on that one. What do we got, Brian?
Next thing we're doing is Seven Falls Cabernet out of Washington State.
Cabernet. What is it again?
Seven Falls Cabernet from Washington State. This is from the Waluke Slope up there. And
I had that
chocolate
once.
Espresso notes and beautiful fruit and perfect for the holidays. And this is one of those great values. We're talking $15 a bottle.
Rob, are you familiar with the... well, let me get the phone first.
Got someone on the phone.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Michael Bolton wishing you all the very best in holiday season and in the coming New Year.
Thank you.
It's a tight
Where do you find
show.
That?
It's nice when people just check in, isn't it?
What's Michael Bolton doing these days?
He's no calling idea. Radio shows.
Clearly.
Well, he's got some time on his hands.
I wanted to say happy. If you want to get any of these wines, go to the Oakton Wine Shop. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton, Virginia. And Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines. OaktonWineShop.com for all the information on that. And,
it is the happiest place on earth. It makes Disneyland look miserable.
Before we bring Buzz in here, let me just sip the Cabernet because that is my favorite flavor, as it is everybody's, I think.
Mm-hmm. 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 Nice.
You look... That was that may have been the saddest
the
entire year, the saddest look.
Oh, I was actually telling Brian on the way, and he goes, "How have you been?" And I said, kind of miserable.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Why?"
What's great about Oscar is Oscar is completely honest about. Most people would go, "You know, it's a new lease on life. I really don't miss it at all."
No.
Oscar has been completely honest about it. As soon as he gets doctor's clearance, I look forward to it.
I'm back in.
What? Hold on, we have another phone call coming through. Hello.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
That must be a long-distance call.
That's really inappropriate.
Is it?
That is terrible.
Is it? I'll have Michael Bolton call back.
I got the shivers.
Okay. Very good. Buzz, take it away.
The news today brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter with no harsh chemicals. And now, to thank TMOS listeners for their support, you can save big on the perfect stocking stuffer. Now through the end of December, while supplies last, you can save 10% off one item and 20% off two or more by using the code SDTMOS10. That's SDTMOS10. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both, in sagebrush, spice, or unscented. And this holiday, save big with the code SDTMOS10 at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the savage blade.
Very good. Brian, you aware that we are doing two today?
Yeah.
You are? Did Mark tell you we're taping two today?
No, but I'll be here for the first.
Really?
I unfortunately do have a little bit of a busy shop today.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is that
just
time
leave,
of year.
Just leave the
stuff.
This is definitely here for you.
Okay, that's good.
Why don't
you
stay through the second show just through halftime?
I'll see how long I can stay.
I think that'd be nice.
Because Mark mentioned this, and I said, it's perfect because we're doing two on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy. Buzz, we better get to the news.
We probably should.
I have never been more excited about doing a second show.
We're all still reacting to the horror in Newtown, Connecticut last Friday. At a school in Utah yesterday, they called the cops on a sixth grader who had brought a gun and some ammo to class. The boy says he did it to protect himself from another shooting spree. Sales of bulletproof backpacks for kids are up 300% this week. In other news, there are bulletproof backpacks for kids. A Salt Lake City company called Amendment 2 makes a backpack with Kevlar, the same material used in the vest of the police wear.
And I dig it when you write like Seth Meyers. I really like the... bring on more of that. I like the Seth Meyers writing style.
Doing the best
cool.
we can with what we have to work with. I'm sorry to say. Here in Virginia, a Republican state senator has proposed requiring some teachers and school staff to carry concealed weapons. This representative represents the district in which you'll find the living room
studio.
That'll
fix everything.
Is this a congressman that's done this?
It is, and I didn't jot down his name.
Or a delegate.
This is a state Republican state senator.
Oh, state senator. Is this Charles Colgan? Well, is Colgan retired? I don't know. He's 90 years old.
The name doesn't ring a bell. I should have jotted down the name.
All right, I'll find out what's going on.
Current law bans concealed weapons in Virginia schools. The Republican governor seems open to the idea of arming some school personnel, but some Democrats are asking if arming the students is the next step. The governor of Michigan, meanwhile, just...
Can I just stop you there for a second? I wanted to make this point. it's been very emotionally charged.
Sure.
And I've said this before, that I'm standing my ground, which I am. Mm-hmm. But I also want to say that I am getting a sense of real cooperation between people that own guns mm-hmm. and people that don't.
Right.
Chad wrote Chad Dukes, who's Oscar's other radio
right.
partner,
right.
wrote a really kind of thoughtful thing about
yeah.
write down your serial numbers,
I like
you know,
that,
make
yeah.
sure it's legal, but mm-hmm. we do have to have that without going over the top,
mm-hmm.
which Chad
right.
could have easily done because he's great at it. He's great at ranting like I'm great at ranting. It is time for all of us on every side of this mm-hmm. issue to get something done for all of us to be reasonable
right.
and to be angry and to be frustrated and to make sure we keep our pedal on the metal. But at the same time, like anything, we have to be respectful of other
civil.
People.
Civil.
Absolutely.
We have to be civil. And
I mean,
I'm all for that. I've cooled down a little bit after my thing. You know,
yeah.
Hank Reuter and I, you know, butted heads a little bit. But, you know, listen, Hank, I know you love the show more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been reaching out. So if you have a problem, you know, wondering how I'm feeling about you, I love you. I love your wife. And I'm very happy
yeah.
that you guys are part of the show family. So, you know, let's just get. I just want to get whatever can benefit this country and benefit our kids, keep them safe. I think everything should be on
naturally,
the table.
Naturally, we all reacted emotionally at first, but now we're sort of calming down and dealing with the logic and the reason of the situation. And yeah, I hear a more common sense from both sides.
And we are
now.
Broken. I think we have
yeah.
to acknowledge
yeah.
the fact that there are things that are broken.
It.
I
we
mean,
gotta fix it.
You know, whether it's cultural, it could be. I think we all should be open-minded to things that we love and things that we enjoy being maybe not healthy.
Right.
I really think
right.
we have
yeah.
to be. I know watching, we talked about it watching Homeland
yeah.
Yesterday on the show, that I watched that, and the first few times I saw some scenes of bodies mm-hmm. and things like that, I stopped and I went, you know, I felt just a little twinge of guilt.
Well, right.
you know,
because that's your entertainment.
I'm watching this for entertainment.
Yeah.
This is, why
mm-hmm.
is this entertaining me? It's not a bad conversation to have.
Right, no.
To really
we
think
have.
About why we...
And we will have.
Why we really... You know, and I'm sure it's in countries all over the world. I mean, mm-hmm. Japan does it, mm-hmm. the UK, everybody. But why do we get such pleasure out of watching this carnage on TV? We shouldn't...
Because they won't put sex on TV.
Maybe
yeah.
more sex
Buzz
on
has
TV.
A point.
I think
yeah,
that may
absolutely.
Be it. So we're talking about the possibility of arming school personnel in Virginia and teachers. The governor of Michigan has just vetoed a bill that would have allowed concealed weapons in schools there, as well as churches and stadiums. Michigan lawmakers approved that bill last week before the massacre of children in Connecticut. Except for Sandy Hook Elementary, schools in Newtown reopened yesterday, but one had to be closed again after police got an unspecified threat. A number of schools in Newtown are getting refitted with new security systems. The NRA has lain low this week out of respect for the families of the Newtown victims. But
is it lain?
The correct grammar is. I wanted to say
lain. I
like
that when you do that because I know you research
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But
so
you
it's
know, lain low.
You also, you have a theory that if it sounds better, you should do it. And I think laid low sounds better, don't you?
That was my first instinct.
But I like lain low, and that's why I noticed it. So there you go. You're
either way,
educated.
You know what we mean.
Yeah.
So,
lain low.
What the heck? Mm-hmm. The families of Newtown victims... out of respect for them, that's why the NRA says it hasn't spoken. The wealthy gun lobby says it'll have plenty to say at a news conference day after tomorrow. The association says it's heartbroken over the tragedy and is ready to offer meaningful contributions to help prevent future massacres. So we're very eager to see what they have to say.
All right. This is very important to point out. I just can't accept that. Let me tell you why. This is an organization that works for gun manufacturers, primarily.
Yep.
This is a trade group for guns. That's what it really, and they'll say, well, they educate
people. We have 4 million
moms
who are.
But the fact is, I hope that it's something completely shocking to me.
So
I really
do.
I hope that they blow us out of the water with their compassion.
Bad choice of words.
You know, yeah. Sorry,
I have the same concern.
But at the same time, just be wary. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I want to warn people about this.
Certainly, they have an agenda. So.
I'm all for the many, 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 many listeners that have that are gun owners that listen to this show that have reached out and said, whatever I need to do
mm-hmm.
to make this situation
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they really have reached
I still
out.
Don't trust a lobbying organization that has fought every gun regulation throughout
including
history.
The ones that are being discussed now.
Yeah, and so
right.
just be aware of this because they are you know, they are working. They're burning the midnight oil over there.
I'm trying to figure out a spin.
We'll see. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I really
so
hope
I.
I'm wrong
so
about
do
this.
So do I. Dick's Sporting Goods says it'll stop carrying some weapons now. Today, President Obama is announcing an all-out effort to curb gun violence. He's putting Vice President Joe Biden in charge. Biden's a longtime gun control advocate. The president himself supports banning assault rifles and closing the gun show loophole that allows buyers to arm themselves without a background check.
Have any of you guys ever been even driven through the parking lot at Dulles Expo Center when they have the gun show out there?
I've driven by
driven
it.
By it.
I actually drove through the parking lot because somebody, I heard on maybe on another show, to do this, and it's a scary little scene.
Sure. Because everybody's selling and buying guns.
Yeah, like in an open market, in a flea market.
Like a flea market.
It's not right. That's the kind of crap that I don't think we need.
Like
I think it's got to be.
Mad Max.
I think it's just a question of controlling it a little bit. Right. That's all. That's all. I just wanted to say that.
They're also going to look at mental health and media violence, which we were discussing. Mm-hmm. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's talking about running for president again in 2016, told a Tea Party
Good
group.
Good luck.
He told it. Yeah, I know. It's to
That's
laugh.
Pretty funny.
He told a Tea Party group yesterday that he worries that knee-jerk reactions to the slaughter of children will lead to ill-advised new laws.
Yeah, of course. That's a NRA talking point.
And then he forgot what he was saying.
In other news.
Can I just quickly mention something? Something that I don't think we talked about in this discussion, this discourse. And we talked about it briefly before we started the show and never got back to it. This is off air. That these acts of despair, whether that you've got a guy that's just shooting up a parking lot or going into a school tragedy like in Newtown, and the way that these people are committing suicide, that this is the only way to go out and express your displeasure with life, is something that's that our society needs to deal with, especially with our current youth now and people that have grown up in this last generation, and including my generation to a certain extent, where I think that, and again, I'm not a parent, and I can't speak for being a parent, and it's probably a lot easier said than done. But the society, and we look at it with everybody getting a trophy and everybody playing soccer and everybody being winners and everybody being
wins.
Special
right.
and everybody having a fair shot and everything should be even, Steven, and fair. Life isn't fair. And S happens all the time. And if you start learning that in your own way as a child and learn how to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and say, this isn't the end. And you teach that to your children and you grow up in that environment that you have the strength to overcome anything, then maybe people wouldn't go out and create such carnage and then take themselves out.
Except for the mentally ill, which may have been the case.
I know, and I agree, right, but I just right. – all these guys that are doing this are just blowing their brains out afterward.
I think you –
There's an I'll show them sort of attitude.
Yeah, there's nothing I disagree with what you said, and but it also brings home to me the fact that this is so multifaceted, that this is such an enormous problem.
Every case unique, probably.
But, you know, we've tackled enormous problems before. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back. Everybody loves
this.
To talk about the founding fathers. Look what we created in this country. I think that we can tackle our problems. And I really think that, you know, when you consider this a daunting task, well, there are a lot of daunting tasks.
Sure, don't do it just because it's hard.
And other countries have shown examples that they can take care of these problems or improve the state of where we are. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we're all over the map here. We're in 20 different directions.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. We coddle. We actually say, oh, self-esteem, and everybody gets a trophy. But at the same time, when it comes to guns, it's like, well, you know,
Too
don't
hard.
Take them away, and I'll blow you away if you come in.
They're extremes.
Mixed messages all over the place.
There is other news, I'm pleased to say. A new poll
shows
most Americans are okay with higher taxes to avoid the fiscal cliff, but they're not okay with budget cuts, especially in Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and the military, which are our big ticket items. Another poll has us saying that the president's doing a better job of handling the cliff than the Republicans. An astrobiologist for NASA says he's been swamped lately with questions about the end of the world, which the Maya have supposedly scheduled for Friday.
2 more days until the end of the world.
He says he got 200 emails about it just this past weekend. He's heard from a frightened 11-year-old. He's heard from mothers who say they're considering killing their children before the end of time.
Wow.
Jesus.
An anthropologist at UC Berkeley says people are misinterpreting the Mayan calendar. She says that calendar was designed like an odometer that rolls over at the end of a cycle. But across America, bars could not be happier that the world is ending on Friday night.
Hi, Jimmy.
Many have promotions.
I wrote my will.
Many have promotions built around this non-event, including the end-of-the-world pub crawls. They expect many folks in the Friday night crowd to plan to party. like there's no tomorrow.
I bet you sell a lot of booze on Friday, Brian.
Okay.
he's in with that. A new study out of UC Berkeley says one good way to fight breast cancer is to squeeze the breasts.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Quoting the researchers, physical force can play a role in the reversing of cancer cells. They say it's not the complete answer to preventing cancer, but the discovery, they say, may lead to other new therapies. Volunteers?
Thank you.
And finally, a war of the roses turned into a war of aromas in South Carolina, which is in training to someday replace Florida as the home office. Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputies answered a domestic disturbance call in which the couple threw beverages at one another. The fight escalated when the 46-year-old man released an ungodly dose of digestive gas that led his 41-year-old wife to douse him with vanilla-scented Lysol in his eyes.
The Ronix.
No arrests were made because sometimes an incident like this is punishment enough.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, everybody. Our show today was brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Thanks to Brian Gothier from Oats and Wine Shop.
Have
a wonderful holiday.
You
and
guys, thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
And thanks for your support all year long.
Thank you guys for your
That's
support.
It. We'll see. We've got a bonus hour coming up. We're going to be taping that now for everybody. That's normally on Thursday. So long. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.